Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Budgetpreneur podcast series, and I'm your forever grateful host, Todd Hapgood. This is episode 2. I do have some exciting news going forward. I am not going to stick to such a scripted lesson format for the show. I'm going to just kind of keep it to myself. I'm going to outline everything and just talk candidly. I do talk fast, however. That was the one point of feedback I was trying to prevent. But I'm just going to say that most podcasts and video players actually have a half speed option. So if you need to slow me down because I do talk fast, go for it by all means, because it's probably going to happen. However, I'm not going to let that hold me back from actually producing more. So I'm just going to let it be this unscripted format going forward. Sound good? Good. Okay, I'm so glad you all agree. That is such a relief. So I kind of skewed up all of my production queue, and I wanted to bring today's episode a little bit quicker, mainly because someone asked me to make it and a couple people agreed. And so I was like, you know what, let's just make it. So today I just want to talk about how to set up a virtual workflow and become a consultant or a coach from home. There's many ways to do this. I just happened to do it this one way. I built it over time. Ironically, the moment I made it the most efficient it could be, I stopped consulting. I just did. I decided not to consult and I want to just teach now. So that's what I'm doing. However, I will talk about what the flow was, how it worked out, how I made money from it, how it pretty much got, you know, more traction than I could even handle. But of course, first, I need to remind everyone that our bootcamp is in production. So right now you can sign up for free. It's our Build Your Brand Bootcamp. That's the name I'm finally settling on after, you know, a long debate. Build Your Brand Bootcamp. It's free right now. It also has our pre-sale special that the moment it's finished and published and fully released, that price will go up forever. So it is the only time as a pre-sale that you can actually get this price point. However, all the information is technically free with a free version. You just have to go to our website and click on Build Your Brand. I know that's a little bit different than previous, but you know what? We're always expanding, always changing, and you know, here we go. I'm not letting all these things hold me back now. New year. Okay, so when it comes down to being a virtual coach, a virtual consultant, the industries are vast. I have no plan on being specific because it really doesn't matter. Pretty much any industry where you can consult on anything, you can do this, and you can actually set up this flow and make money from this flow. I mean, apart from in person, actually, you know what? In person, this would actually work. You could set it up to where you meet in person, but I digress, and I'm not going to use that for this episode. What I am going to talk about, though, is pretty much available for everybody that's interested in doing this. Now, the caveat is, of course, that you should know what you're doing before you become a coach. You don't want to just go into this and then sit there and have no idea, you know. And you also don't want to overpromise, because I've done that and it's not as, you know, happy of an ending as you can imagine. So before you open your doors to the public, of course, you're going to want to probably make a good flow. But one thing is for sure is know how much you're going to charge and what you're going to offer. If you don't know what you're going to offer and what you're going to charge, and you're just going to open the door with everything you know, it's going to be a disaster most likely. It was for me. It could be a disaster for you. I don't know. But if you select a few things you know very well that you can offer and you can charge a premium for, I would suggest opening the door with that. Now, I can't really get into how much you're going to charge for whatever you're going to do just because it's such a vast amount of options, but you should be able to find your competition both through forums online or just calling around or going to websites, Googling it, whatever your industry is in. Go around and find what people are charging for that if you can, and just kind of gauge yourself with what you know and what you're willing to offer. Eventually, your clients are going to speak for themselves when your phone's either ringing too much or it's not ringing enough, so to say, or your emails aren't being blown up as much. And you know, you'll really find it out over time. It's going to ebb and flow. And once you know your ideal number, you know, stick with it. It took a long time for me to get to mine. And I have a sweet spot where I know if I was going to open the doors tomorrow for, you know, going back into consulting, I can probably fill my schedule at a certain number. I also have the sanity number where I, to even keep my mind to myself and actually have my own sanity, I have to charge this so my schedule isn't that hectic. I also know the number at which I become a bargain, and it just overwhelms me with inbox floods and it becomes too much to handle. So you really want to know this beforehand. And again, over time, especially in the first few months of consulting or coaching, your clientele will speak for themselves. As long as you're aware of the repercussions of, you know, too high or too low, you'll be able to figure out what you're willing to charge and what you know your knowledge is worth. So then if you're going to get to know someone, if someone's going to reach out to you and contact you to help them or be coached by you or consulted, they need some sort of welcome mat. You don't want to just have to talk about it 100% of the time and rely on that to sell clients to work with you further. It's much better to get your expertise showcased and kind of out there. So, you know, when they come to you, they know what to expect. There's no, you know, cloudiness. I started on a vague foot and I regret that. That's for sure. So regardless if you already have a website or if you want to do this from the ground up, I always suggest using Kajabi. You can actually find a link down below. It's 25% off. It is an affiliate link, but I will post it in this episode. And it does come with a 28-day free trial. So that's one of the reasons why I do like using it. You can actually get rolling pretty quickly if you know what you're doing. And within 28 days, if you got it, if you have momentum, you can monetize that enough to pay for it, no problem. So I'll always be referencing that, I think, going forward, because there's a lot of things you can do with it. However, let's assume you have a website or Kajabi, whatever it might be. You need a landing page, the welcome mat. It's a landing page for this specific offering. And I'm serious, if you're one of those people that know everything, don't put everything here. Just put what you want to charge for a specific offering. Even if you're a full stack developer, be specific. It could be a few things, but you really want to quantify and consolidate that into, you know, just a narrow focused niche page. And that I feel will probably get you more traction, a higher value of traffic doing it that way than it will just to say all around contact me here. So once you have this landing page, what you need to do is really showcase a generic set of the talents or the expertise that have to do with what you're talking about. And when they see this, then they might take the second step and decide, I want to work with this person. How do we get in touch? So we have the initial point of contact where however it is, if it's on social media, through, you know, talking to friends, talking to people at networking groups, whatever it is, they have come to this welcome mat. Now they're at this welcome mat. You've showcased a very narrow showcase specific to what you're offering. Now, for your own sanity, when they contact you, don't just have it be, let's get in touch, let's work together. You could do that. I did it. It's possible. It's, you know, it's not bad, but if I just don't suggest it. What I would do if I were you, and this is the next step on this, you really have to think about your intake form, your questionnaire. Now, it will grow over time. Mine started with, you know, your name, your email, what you want to accomplish, give me a short description, which I regret, and then contact me here, and I would send them a follow-up. That's how it started. By the time it was done, it really had everything from what their ideal budget was, how many landing pages they have, if they have digital assets, if they have photos, if the photos are ready to go, if the footage they have is ready to go, if they need editing, do they have a logo, is their logo optimized, is it vector, all these things. That's where my questionnaire ended up. Now, again, I don't want to rule out any certain industry here with who might be listening. And so I'm just going to say as many questions as you might think you'll be repeating the moment you talk to them, to every other person that comes through, get all of those out ahead of time. Get them all out, and then Kajabi is another great tool for this. And again, you can start it for free, where you can get a form to have all of these inputs, whether you want to give them selections or have them fill it out, you know, with a blank text area. Get their input ahead of time. Know everything you need to know, or at least a bulk of it, way ahead of time. So they have their initial contact, then they go to your landing page. Once they have your landing page and they like what you have to offer and they like your expertise, then they want to get in touch with you. That's for them. This is for you. This is for your sanity. And not only that, it delivers a higher value down the line, which we're going to talk about right now. So once they give you an intake form, what happens next? That is the biggest thing that I've, you know, both struggled with and then optimized later on. When they do the intake form, depending on the offer, I'm a big fan of doing a first quick phone call for free. Not necessarily a phone call, but just a point of contact for free. And that's the offer. This is just my opinion. This is what I've done that worked for me for lead generation. You know, 15 minutes for free. I had to take it down. I started with an hour, that got too crazy. Then a half hour got too crazy. And so I said 15 minutes. The reason why the 15 minutes were eventually so productive is because of that questionnaire. So I offered a 15 minute free consultation where if they filled out that questionnaire, I can consult on those questions, where their problem areas were, what they might be struggling with, what their goals are, where they're trying to get to, what milestone accomplishments they may be trying to obtain early on. Either way, the point is, once I had their intake form and their problem areas, I would send them a free consultation. You can send them a link. If you want to have a lot of functionality, there's Acuity Scheduling or there's Calendly. I'll put both links in the description. But there's also 10 to 8. I think it's 10to8.com. And it's free, completely free, to just get started with a basic online scheduler that can be, you know, used to schedule your time and emailed to the client, and you can meet up via Skype or Zoom. We're going to talk about the call itself in just 1 second, but whatever you might want to use, either of those three or however you might do it, send them a link to your offer. It might not be a call at first. I don't know. I'm telling you right now, I think a call itself is your best bet, or an initial consultation, I should say, is your best bet. So I'm going to assume we're all doing that. You send them the scheduling link. They schedule it. You know, again, Acuity, Calendly, or 10 to 8. And then they schedule a call with you. Now, here's where I put in a secondary step that completely saved so much time, yet ensured I'm only showing it to a certain audience, people making that, you know, first initial, you know, contact step to work with me personally. I would put a secondary landing page. Now, if you, depending on the platform you use for that scheduler, there's different ways you can do this and respond. On 10 to 8, I think you can actually place the URL in the response and just have them go there. Point is, I put a secondary landing page there that isn't otherwise publicly available. On that second landing page, I put a little bit more information on what to expect on the call. Now that we've gone over what I know, maybe I'll tell you a little bit further about myself, but I pretty much am telling you what to expect on this call. And that's when I stressed, if you have anything beforehand that you want to talk about, please fill out this form or email me directly before the call. Before. So I would showcase a few more things. I would say, this is what to expect. And if you have your notes ready, if there's anything you really want to cover on this free 15 minutes, fill out this form right here, which you can put a secondary form right there that then tags them in your contact list with, you know, the update, or just have them email you directly again. But let them get out their problem areas to you directly. So now not only do they have the generic information, the questionnaire and all that, re-emphasize what you want to work with our free 15 minutes. Make it more efficient. Problem was, I didn't always do this step. That was never an option until about the last 10% of my consulting time. So once I added it though, oh my gosh, it saved me so much time, and it was a higher value in that initial call, and it actually worked out better in the long run. I only left it to really pursue this passion project and teach it to everyone else. It's ironic. So now that they have that secondary step, that secondary page of information, and now that they've also had the opportunity to contact you, now it's time to have that call. It may be a week from now, it might be 3 days from now, it might be tomorrow, I don't know. You have the call. How are you gonna have the call? Three different ways: Skype, Zoom, or phone call. Skype, you can just go set up a free account, and then you can simply set up your Skype username in your scheduling platform to send to them after they book a session. You can do the same thing with Zoom.us and send them a link when they schedule the appointment in the follow-up email. And then the third way is obvious, the phone call. Now, if you're going to do the phone call method, I suggest getting a Google Voice number or some third-party phone that ties away from your real number. Just a personal piece of advice if I were you, but it's up to you. Those are my three favorite methods that are budget friendly and also help you connect direct with clientele. All right, so you have your call. The best thing you can do during this call is just listen first and just address the pain points. Have your notes ready. You should already have your notes on whatever they've mentioned. If they have any pain points, you should know all this prior to talking with them. That will just deliver more value. Let them do the majority of the talking, you know, the 15 minutes can still be a hard 15 minutes. Let them talk the most and then address their pain points directly. Don't ramble over them. I talk a lot, if you couldn't tell. Sometimes it becomes, you know, half and half. I don't like doing that anymore. Let them talk first, address them second, and it'll be much better off, and it delivers a higher value, and it also gives you another reason to possibly have to extend the session into a paid session. So after they talk to you in the 15 minutes, hopefully you guys connect. Again, depending on the industry, it'll all vary. If you connect and they want to go further, don't strong arm them. Don't push them into a sale. Don't ask them why you're not getting that. Just don't. Don't do that. Now, what I want to talk about, hopefully you're not recording one while we're doing this. If you have Skype or Zoom, record the session. You can set a little record button right there to automatically record the session. You know, ask them if there's any other questions maybe, and then sign off the call. Again, don't push a huge sales pitch or anything like that. Record the session. You can upload the session unlisted to YouTube or to any service you might be hosting your videos. Send them the either private or the unlisted link, and then let them rewatch their session. Now, don't worry, because by now you already have a drafted email template, which we're going to talk about. Get a drafted email template together. Don't rewrite one every single time you talk to somebody. And also, don't make it so generic to where they know it's a template. I like to have a basic talking point structure and kind of fill in the blanks. So when they're done with their session with you, what's going to happen? They are going to get an amazing follow-up email saying, "Dear so-and-so, I had a great time on our call. I hope you found it of high value. I hope I was able to address pain points A, B, and C for you. I would love to work further with you. I can't wait to possibly hear from you in the future. If you have any questions, I want you to know that this is our recording link right here. You can go to it. It's unlisted. I'll leave it up for at least 2 weeks. You might have to delete it depending on, you know, if it's Dropbox or something. I'll leave it up for at least 2 weeks. I have a very special offer just for contacting me in the first place, and what I've done is I've given them a coupon to a 50% off second session. So I had my rate with the thank you coupon code. They would go over, they would schedule a second session for the half off, and then that was finally my momentum of being able to get to where sometimes I would put up a new calendar and I would go to the grocery store and I would come back to five new sessions. I got burnt out, so trust me, going back to what I'm saying, figure out what it's worth to you, figure out what your hourly rate is, and really find your ideal set. Because no matter how much money you're making, people get burned out. At least I did. Maybe I'm an enigma. I don't know. Okay, so once you have a templated response and a follow-up to what they've, you know, addressed, and the 50% off coupon link or whatever it might be, whatever your special offer is, that is the bread and butter, I feel, for what is about to come, which is really monetizing a client and retaining a client. So that initial 50% off as a thank you for just even contacting you can get another step in the door to, hey, look, I'm giving you, this is a full 1 hour session, so you'll see how much we can get in an hour, and I'm giving you a great opportunity to get that at a lower price, and you'll see firsthand that we can get a lot done, and we just put our heads down and we get this stuff done every single time. Then it's very efficient. We, you know, you're always satisfied with our sessions, ideally. And going forward, you have someone that's kind of interested, kind of foot in the water, and maybe not, but still is kind of making the steps actively towards becoming a client. So while they're halfway into it, where they're, you know, contacting you for the free call, at least to hear what you have to say, make their initial payment not as high as they would if they're just constantly coming back to you. So their initial payment as a thank you, again, discounted, I did 50% off, and then it starts to get the ball rolling. And then when you want to monetize these clients, there is two ways I've done it, and it's all up to you. You can either have them book your time specifically on many scheduling platforms. Again, the ones I listed above are perfect for it. They pay for your time directly, they book the session, they get notified, you get notified, and you show up in Zoom or Skype or on the phone, whatever it might be. Or they put you on retainer, and then you start to just every week, maybe you do 2 or 3 hour sessions, whatever they want to book you at, you can give them a special retainer link that only they have access to. I started to book certain hours only for retainer clients, and I would keep them completely away from the public. And so they can get a special link to then book you whenever they want to fill up their retainer. Either way you want to set this up, it's so easy. Now that I've kind of gone through the motions and failed at setting up multiple broken things, this is really the one that works, the system that works the best, and is so easy to monetize. If you have your website already, all you have to do is make a secondary page that starts it as a landing page with, you know, an embedded scheduler. Or if you sign up for the free trial of Kajabi, all you have to do is make a page, embed Acuity, embed a Calendly link, or embed a scheduler from 10 to 8, whatever it is, just put those on the page. Now, if you want to, you know, have actual purchases and all of that, fine, whatever you want to do. I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about, you know, embedding a scheduler to get clientele so you can coach and consult them and monetize that flow. Everything I've just talked about today works. If you do it, it's seriously, this system is unbreakable. It is a great flow. People love it. The only difference is that the moment I pretty much optimized it, it was at the moment I was throwing in the towel. And I just wanted to teach everyone. I was kind of, you know, all the advice I was giving was resonating, but I was repeating myself. So I'm willingly walking away from the brand consulting I was doing. But the point is, this is the flow that was perfect. Now, I do want to add in here, I'm hearing the music kind of in the background, so I have to talk a little quickly. I do want to talk about automating all of this. Just the schedulers alone have autoresponders that make the majority of this automated if you have a Skype username or a Zoom conference room or a Zoom room in general. You can put all that in and automate just the initial response from scheduling you to actually meeting the client, you know, on your computer. However, if you want to do even more than that and add even more value, you can also have these programs, Acuity, Calendly, the majority of which actually integrate on Zapier, which you can get for free, where you can have maybe a brand new person that's booked, create a brand new Google Doc or create a Trello board where you can track progress together, and you can have your clients sign up with you and you can share each other on the board and you can look at how you can progress their brand specific to the tasks they had in mind. That's another way to deliver value at a Trello board or at a Google Doc and automate those with their notes and have it send to them and share. And going forward, you can have this constant cloud-based scratch notes that you're always referring to. It'll just look better for you. And if they stick around, it will help you actually manage their content in the long run. And when I say content, I really mean whatever they're talking about. You can have a Trello board for making a cake together. You can have a Trello board for, you know, consulting on parts. You can have a Trello board for web design. It doesn't matter. All of this stuff really is industry wide. You know, there's a few industries I'm sure this really won't work, but you know, it's too vast for me to narrow that away. So I'm really hearing this music now. I have to go. I do want to say, don't forget that our bootcamp is free. We also have the special offer pre-sale while we're in production, and it's going to go up immediately upon publishing and going live to the public. So I have to say that. Check out our website. If you have any comments about this episode, please let me know below. I really want to hear everyone's feedback. I want to talk about only what people want to hear about going forward. I'm sorry for taking the script away, but I figure this is probably better. Either way, I gotta go. The music is kicking me off. So if you do want to become a virtual coach or consultant, go out there, try out this flow. Let me know what your customers and you think of this. I hope it works for you. It worked well for me. People seem to like it. And if you do it right and you deliver the value you need to, it should work out great for you. So once again, I am your forever grateful host, Todd Hapgood, and this is the Budgetpreneur Podcast Series. Goodbye.